Amen, amen, amen. Big Unc Triple X. Whew, got a lot to talk about, man. A lot I've been jotting and writing down. Oh, man, a lot that's near and dear to my heart. Like, and I have to talk about it. That's just what I do. That's what I do. I have to talk about it. I have to spread the word, be truthful, and embrace what the Almighty God has for me and for you. I'm no different, man, no different. And I stand on God's word every day. Even when I do wrong, I'm not perfect. I stand on God's word every day. I don't worry about the naysayers. I don't worry about what people say about me. But one thing you can rest assured, listen to the message. Don't be judgmental about me, because I'm just a messenger. So listen to the message what God brings through me. I'm a vessel. And he's using me as a vessel to spread the good news, to spread the gospel, to give you warning before destruction. He's using me. You don't have to like me, but you can like God's message. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Heavenly Father, thank you today. Thank you, Father God, for the gift of life. Thank you, Father God, for sparing me and the people in this world another day. Father God, it's people that couldn't wake up on the day. Father God, it's people that didn't have nowhere to go on today. Father God, it's people that was worried about today but made it. Father God, I pray for those lost souls. Father God, I pray for the people that need you but don't know how to reach out and ask for you. Father God, I pray for the people that in binding situations that don't know they left from the right. Father God, I pray for people that looking for their next meal. Father God, I pray for the people that are looking for a roof over their heads. Father God, I pray for people that are struggling trying to get around and maintain the job. But Father God, I ask that you bless those people. I ask, Father God, that you deliver your blessing amongst those people so they can talk about you and what you did for them. Amen. Father God, it's a journey out there, and it's a marathon. You're going to have naysayers, Father God. You're going to have people to talk about you. Father God, you're going to have influencers. Father God, you're going to have people that peep and then close, because they see the person and not your message, Father God. And I'm asking, Father God, that they don't turn a blind eye to your word. Bless them on the night, Father God. Let them be blessed with what their heart desire. Let them work for the things that they want. Let them serve you and only you before anything that they do. I pray for all my friends and families, Father God. I pray for my wife. I pray for our family, our kids, our grandkids. I pray for my neighbors. I'm always praying for my coworkers. Father God, I'm praying as a whole that we stand together on your word. And Father God, I'm asking right now that we be moved by your word. And we be blessed, Father God, by your word. And we seek abundance, Father God, by your word. We seek a shield of protection. We seek a shield of everlasting. We seek a shield, Father God, of longevity and good health. And Father God, we seek the shield of salvation and grace. Because we know that we're not perfect when we was born into this world. But by we seeking your face and the kingdom of heaven, Father God, everything that we ever asked for will be bestowed upon us. And we want to say thank you. And we want to say we praise your name and we honor your name on the day, Father God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen. I want to tell you all today, man, embrace God before anything. Embrace God before anything. Embrace God before your daily regimen. Embrace God before the holidays. I call them the holy days. Embrace God. Give God thanksgiving so you can be enjoying the thanksgiving. God come first, I'm telling you. You know, things I want to tell you is that don't worry about family. People not calling you. Sometimes your family can be different. Your family can be different. Your family can be right there in front of you. Your family can be your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, random strangers. See, one of my pastors that I love so much and so dearly back home where I'm from in Albany, he told me, he said, Brother Cody, he said, blood is thicker than water. But you know what he said after that? He said, water runs forever. Water runs forever. When you're dead and gone, when you ain't here no more, water runs forever. See, your family can be here today and gone tomorrow. So sometimes your family ain't always blood related. They ain't always blood related. Sometimes a random stranger can be your family, can be your best friend. And you wonder why your family do you the way they do. And they talk about you the way they talk about you. See, I know that they ain't gonna give me my flowers while I'm living. They gonna whisper. They gonna talk amongst each other. And they gonna see the increase and the good that I'm doing and what you doing, but they ain't gonna tell you. They ain't gonna tell you. But see, they don't need to tell you. Because, see, you don't need validation from a man or your family. You need validation from God, because that's who gonna send you to heaven and put you in the place of everlasting life and where you need to be in life. So get out of that mindset. Get out of that block mentality. And understand that sometimes your blood related ain't always your family. Sometimes your family could be right there in front of you, and you never know because you're too stubborn to see. Oh, man. You know, the thing that I want to tell you, too, because I got a lot to talk about that I wrote down. I got a lot. It's a lot, man, because this stuff need to be said. Because, see, in this life right here, we play pretender a lot. We play the game. And we fool people. And we lie to people. And we don't tell them the truth. And then they never succeed. Because you've been lied to them. Tell them the truth. Be truthful to them. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. That's the golden rule. And the truth will set you free. Tell them the truth. I see more people when they die get their flowers than they do when they living. And that's not right. Give them their flowers while they're living too. Obey God and do what God tells you to do. Embrace God. I'm telling you. Embrace God before anything. Keep doing what you're doing. Even during these holidays, don't worry about nobody calling you. Don't worry about where you at right now is probably where you need to be. And probably where you should be right now. Where you at right now. And thank God. You know why? Because these are the pluses. You got a roof over your head. You got a warm bed. You got food in your belly. Food in the kitchen. You got somewhere to get around. You got a cell phone. You got a job. You ain't got the best of things. But you got what you need to make it through the next day. Thank God, I'm telling you. It's real, man. Thank God. This Big Aunt Triple X, man. The real talk. You understand what I'm saying? Thank God, man. Thank God on this day. Embrace God. Embrace God before anything. Embrace Him before anything. Get on your knees and pray and shout and jump and ask God for embracement. Then embrace God and bless God and pray. And God will provide. That's what my banner say on the back. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46 and 10. I never forget. That's what I'm bringing into the new year. See, the thing about it is, sometimes, even when people don't give you their flowers, understand they're going to be stagnant until they recognize. You may not never hear the good they say about you, but they just may be speaking good about you. See, a lot of people remember me from the old days, and they think I'm the same way I was then. See, when you left off from where you left, that's what they remember you. They don't see you in the new way, in the good and the accomplishments that you did. See, the thing with me is, I never got recognition from my family. You know, I never got, hey, you know, good job, this and that. But the thing about it is, I had learned to embrace it. Because that's their way, too, of showing you that they recognize you because they're silent. But see, over the years, the communication and things just kind of gotten a little better as it went. But don't hold on to the past. Move forward. Because you will never see what God has for you. You will never see it. You know, keep in mind that sometimes people can secretly hate on you too. They can secretly hate on you. I would love to be in a fly. I would love to be the fly on the wall in some people that I know without them even knowing I'm there. Because see, it's conversations they having about you that you never know. But God reposition you so that wrath and that negative evil spirit don't rub off on you. See, they call influencers. See, sometimes people can influence you about your parents and about your family too. You can have a concern that you don't take to your parents or your family and you tell somebody else and they can influence you because they're going through it. Then they'll tell you they're right when they're really wrong. But you're not man or woman enough to go to your parents or your family to have that conversation. And then even if you have and your family don't want to talk or they avoid the conversation, don't worry about it. Give it to God. So don't be influenced. You know, and another thing too, you know, and I experienced this as well, you know, people can have your life made out for you. And they think that you're going to be something that they think you're going to be. But see, God have a different purpose for you. God has a different purpose. God has a different purpose. So, all, and I know because they thought that about me. But see, let me tell you what Mark 11 and 22 says about embracing God first. It says, embrace this God life. Really embrace it. And nothing will be too much for you. Because see, when you embrace God, everything else you ever wanted or needed or tried to do will not be hard to do because you put God before anything. See, you have to understand your creator comes first. The God that created the heavens and the earth comes first before anything, before your family, before your friends, before that girl, that significant other. God come first. If not, he'll take it away from you. Embrace God first. Enjoy your family. Then enjoy the holidays. I call them the holy days. But don't feel bad if nobody ain't calling you. Don't feel bad if your family ain't around. God keeping you out of destruction. God keeping you out of harm's way. God is saving your life. Don't be down in the press. Embrace what you have. Because you meant to be where you at for a reason. Embrace God first. Embrace God first. And see, you know, jealousy and envy is real. Like, it's real. There's no hiding that. But it's up to you how you respond to that. How you quarterback the situation. See, people can spend all day critiquing you, seeing you, watching what you do. But see, ain't nobody perfect. Not even me. So what they need to be doing is critiquing themselves. You know why? Because you standing in the way of yourself. But you just mad at the other person. Stop it. Cut it out, man. When the person you confide in can save your soul, let me know so I can worship them too. You ain't right. And the person that agreeing with you ain't right. You know why? Because that's just somebody's opinion. And I never known an opinion to be right. But I know for God's word to be right and said and in stone. And ain't nothing gonna change that. Embrace God first. I'm going to tell you what the book of Ezekiel says, 18 and 31. It says, cast away from you all transgressions that you have committed and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? So when you embrace God, that's what you get. You get a new heart and a new spirit. That's Ezekiel 18 and 31. Embrace God first before you celebrate these holidays. I call them holy days. And not just because of these days, any other days. Embrace God first. Give God his flowers while you're living. and he'll give you your flowers when you pass away. That's powerful, ain't it? I know it. Give God his flowers while you're living. God will give you your flowers when you pass away. You'll be safe. You'll be in Abraham's bosom. Wow. So, Timothy tells us, right? 1 Timothy 4:12. It tells us that let no one despise you for your youth, but set up the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Let no one despise you because of your youth. And your youth doesn't necessarily have to be of age. It can be how well you have taken care of yourself and your body. Because remember, your body is a temple. And you made in the image and the likeness of God. Praise God, man. Enjoy these holy days. Embrace God first. Be mindful of the new year. Be careful. Be safe. And put God first in all you do. In all you do. Avoid the gunshots. Stay home if you have to. But I'm here to lift somebody's soul and spirit tonight. And tell you, don't be down. Because you're going to go into the new year being down. Get up out that bed. Get up out that couch. Start getting on your knees and praying. Clean that house up. Clean that car out. Kiss your kids. Kiss your spouse. Tell them you love them. Pick up the phone. Call somebody. Don't wait till nobody call you. Call somebody. Get out the house. Breathe the fresh air that God has created for you to breathe. Fix yourself some dinner. Even have you a glass of wine if you want to. Enjoy the day. This is your day. And tomorrow and the next day and the next day, you in control of your life. You in control of your day as long as you put God first. Because you got to answer to him. Not somebody, but to God. All the dignitaries, all the pastors, the first ladies, all of God's children, you're going to have to answer to them. Even the adversary, going to have to answer to them. Don't be disgruntled. Don't be a Scrooge. Don't sit right here and be depressed. God loves you, man, woman. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Reach out to me. Send me a message. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends, tell your family. Click on the video. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. We about to finish up the year. Don't go into that year depressed. Smile. Put a smile on your face. Put a smile on your face. Be happy. God loves you, man. I'm telling you, God loves you. See, we've been so hypnotized in the mind, we don't think outside that box. You better start thinking outside that box, because that's the only way you're going to make it, is by putting God first. Your family can't save you. Your siblings can't save you. Your spouses can't save you. Can't nobody save you but God and then yourself. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Thank you, Father God, for this wonderful, powerful message. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Father God, for being the blessing you need to be for me. Father God, I hope this message here inspires someone, helps someone, bless someone, moves someone, awakens someone, Father God. Give them the energy and the love that they need and they desire. Open up their heart, mind, body, and soul, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we're praying for the love and the people. Amen. God loves you. God loves you. Big Gump loves you. Peace.